He told him to do it. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
President Trump may face challenges within his own party in 2020, USA's Rick Vincent reports.
Former Massachusetts Governor Bill Weld plans to headline Politics and Eggs in New Hampshire in 2 weeks, a must-stop for White House hopefuls. And Maryland Governor Larry Hogan expressed interest this week to CNN.
I'm not protesting every day about every issue, but when I stand up and certainly let people know when I disagree or when I think something is going on that I don't think is right.
And an email this week by former Ohio Governor John Kasich's political group reminded supporters that many have suggested Governor Kasich should run, and he is keeping all of his options on the table. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
In Atlanta, the New England Patriots are champions of the National Football League once again.
Yes, it's still a dynasty.
The call on the Patriot Radio Network as they beat the Los Angeles Rams 13-3. For most of the game, it was a defensive struggle. The score was tied 3-3. Then midway through the fourth quarter, Patriot quarterback Tom Brady took over and led the Patriots on a 67-yard drive. That ended by a 2-yard touchdown run by Sony Michel that proved to be the game-winning score. The Patriots added a field goal at the very end. New England wins their sixth Super Bowl championship. Ram fans were disappointed, but Patriot fans were ecstatic.
Oh, six, baby. Six. That's all I got to say.
Go Pats! Heck yeah! Brady number six!
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hello, my name is Robert Burns. My website is BobBurnsSpeaks.com. And I'm inviting you to listen to my show at 1 o'clock on Friday afternoons on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, entitled Awaken to Your Purpose. How many people walk through life awake and knowing why they were incarnated here in this beautiful planet? Not a lot of people do. I was in my late 40s by the time I found out, but now I know. So listen to the show, and maybe that'll promote you to awaken to your purpose. And thank you so much.
It is time for the Mike Hewitt Show, brought to you by RenegadeRiver.com. And it makes me smile when I can say the gang is all here.
Everybody's on.
Yes, and we are ready.
We are. Listen, folks, I am Mike Hewitt. Co-hosts Miles Bauer and Ludwig von Wiedendorski. I'm torn between all the topics, guys. Two, let me start out with a double bubble. First is his escort. Says she made up Trump dirt story to help win release. So she was in a Taiwanese prison back in 2016, made up a whole bunch of information. I like that. That was sounded like a CNN report, made up information. And that she knew about.
Is that almost like fake news, Mike?
Kind of, yeah. Like she was familiar with somebody's neighbors thinking that knew somebody. And so she had information about an oligarch from Russia, so not to be confused with Barbara Streisand or one of the multimillionaire oligarchs from Hollywood, but rather one of the ones from Russia. She had information from him that he had had contact with the Trump campaign and that the Russians were going to help. The problem with it is now that she's been released, she says, wow, I have no regrets because it worked. It was all BS. Now, I'm sure that CNN is right now covering this topic to say, rut-row, we're sorry. What do you think, Miles? Is that what's happening?
Yeah, I can imagine that they were all over it while she was hanging with the story because, you know, they still believe there was collusion, even though we're, what, 2-3 years later. And,
well, they used a lot of...
still can't find any evidence.
They used a lot of her information expressly to build their case. Now, they didn't necessarily tell everyone that it was a prostitute that was in a Thailand jail, but they used her information right down to the names that she injected into the story. What do you think, right, Ludwig?
I was in, number one, I'm not shocked.
Well, the shocking part about it is, for me, guys, is that there are still folks that sit on the edge of their chairs waiting to see what CNS or NBC, et cetera, are going to, what news do they bring them this time? And they believe it with other mouth-flapped-open amazement, even though it's documented over and over and over, right down to global warming and the 25,000 emails, plus or minus, that were hacked and published a few years ago. Speaking of global warming, what's the temperature in Chicagoland, Miles Bauer?
It is currently 21 below zero.
Wow, wow. And so that makes our 5 below up here sound a little like beach worthy.
Yeah, you guys are having summer up there.
This global warming stuff is kind of hard to wrestle with sometimes.
Just wait 10 minutes and it changes.
I hope so. I would like a change right
now. I think we're going to have a flexibility of where the temperature is going to increase by 40 degrees in a span of like 3 days.
Yeah, which is going to turn all this into slop.
Yes.
And then the slop will freeze.
Oh.
It's the Michigan way.
Yeah. Listen, I love Michigan.
I think that we're headed for another, when Lake Michigan freezes,
right?
We normally have pretty mild summers because the lake works like an air conditioner.
I absolutely agree with that. Yep. We'll certainly see, but that is how it works. So we end up often with a little bit cooler, longer along the lake shore than they do inland. In the early spring, and then it stays a little bit warmer for 2 or 3 weeks heading into late fall. But I think you're exactly right, because I remember lots of conversations at this time in the year when Lake Michigan was froze over. So then the big news debate for several days is the freeze all the way across, et cetera. We're not seeing that. Now, this sub-zero temperature maybe bringing that conversation on.
I think we had a late start for late cooling this season.
We absolutely did. Absolutely we did. I got to tell you, there's a couple things we want to get. 40% of Americans, only one missed paycheck away from poverty. And so I ask, buying products filled to the brim with layers and layers of taxes, both local, state, and federal, taxes, fees, fines, etc., it's all in there just like Ragu, filled to the brim, or conversely, that same group of folks that are like Ludwig and I've debated many times, they buy a $400 stereo, put it on their Visa card, pay for it for 3 years, and that $400 stereo is now a $1,200 stereo. It feels like, and I don't want to make this a big rant again, but when I saw this, it dovetailed with what we talked about recently. It sounds like America needs to sit down, like my dad used to say, sit down and have a cup of coffee and a long talk with yourself, because the path that we're on is not sustainable. Ludwig, I'll go to you because you typically disagree with me on this topic. You call borrowing investment. I think we're borrowing ourselves into a real train wreck.
Well, I agree that borrowing for something that is not a necessity makes no sense. But there's two aspects to this equation. And the other one is that, like in the article, it talks about rent being 3 times your income, or your house is being 3 times your income when they don't, or 4 times on the houses, and they don't expect it to be, shouldn't be more than 3. Incomes haven't raised over the last 40 years compared to prices. Prices have skyrocketed versus income. So,
yeah, but that's not, but respectfully, what you just said is not true, and I can document it for you. Wages have doubled since 1980. That's a mathematical fact.
Hang on.
And you can look at a loaf of bread. You can look at a gallon of gas. Most of the things that we buy absolutely have went up. I'm not debating you there. But what drives the numbers you're talking about is health care and education. The rest of it, it's went up, yes, but not to the point of 800-900%, like the topics the government helps us with. Everything the government helps us with becomes unaffordable, and that drives the argument of the cost of living up. I get all of that, but listen, what you're doing is you're advocating for doubling down. Because of my circumstance, I don't have $400 to buy a stereo, so I'd rather pay $1,200 for it. And that's the exact same thinking our federal and state governments employ. That's a problem. Miles
well, I
Bauer,
wouldn't tell you to buy the radio, though.
Yeah, but you got the radio and you put it, and I'm not talking about you personally. But listen, if you look at the folks that are buying on Visa, Discover, et cetera, if you look at the debt load, we'll back into it rather than picking on one or two companies. If you look at the debt load citizens in the United States is carrying, it's many times over what it was in 1979, 1980. They've rationalized that this is okay. And the problem with that is that it inevitably comes due. Miles, what's your input on government debt?
You know, I would say, think about it. 40 years ago, did we have a cell phone bill?
Right.
Nope. Were we buying smartphones? No. So some of this, too, is we're keeping up with the Joneses because everybody's got one. And we don't mind borrowing ourselves into that swimming pool.
Right.
So that we have that smartphone and we've got that cell bill.
Listen, I got to tell you on that exact point. I back in the 70s when I was a kid, folks that were working at General Motors or took jobs that were in that pay, middle class people, they were building very, very nice ranch houses that were typically 11, 12, some of the biggies were 1,300 square feet. You can go back now and find subdivisions, huge subdivisions, that were those kind of three-bedroom ranch houses, finished basement, little bar down in the corner. Several of my family members, when I was young, that's the kind of home they had. It was, and they were high on the hog. They were doing well. Now you're hard pressed to find a house being built with that small a square footage, and I think our expectations have went up dramatically. And part of it goes to what I call the Ludwig syndrome. If I want it, I'm going to get it. I really don't care how I get it. I'm not picking on you, Lud. I'm picking on the culture that we've become. Back then in the time that I'm talking about where my family had 11, 12, 1,300 square foot homes, they also had places up north, but they also had second jobs. And they had one car with maybe one payment stream, and they had an old piece of junk to back it up. Listen, I've talked over, guys. We've got to go to a break. We'll pick it up there in a minute.
From Sky Pass Entertainment comes The Least of These, The Graham Stain Story.
The law states that no person shall convert or attempt to convert any person from one religious faith to another. And yet not one missionary has been charged.
When speculation mounts that a local missionary is converting locals to Christianity in India.
Leprosy is the veil behind which Stains operates. The tool he uses.
A journalist must choose between his own ambition and the truth.
You bring me evidence of illegal conversion, I'll give you a permanent position.
One day I'll find the proof of him converting the tribals.
We can't make any mistakes.
They have this law for a reason.
Fellow, we must pray.
Based on the incredible true story.
You can still write the truth.
What is the truth?
Write about the work, not about me.
The Least of These. The Graham Stain Story. Rated PG-13. May be inappropriate for children under 13. Now playing. For theaters and tickets, go to theleastofthese.movie.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today.